This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody sent me this, and, you know, again, I'll do the best I can, all right? But apparently tonight, the Green Bay, the Packers and the Chicago Bears, they stood arm in arm. They locked arms, all of them, all those men that are making millions of dollars chasing a dead pigskin around, okay, want to talk about how bad America is. Now, the pictures that were, picture that was sent to me and what have you is you have you had a bunch of fans that were chanting USA. So that's a good thing. It's a good place to start anyway. So they're chanting USA. I know. I jumped right into it. I'll do more of an intro in a minute. I just got to get this off my chest. So they're chanting USA. And when you look at the camera, the picture's coming in. Boatload. I mean, probably 92% of the stadium. People were standing with the hand over their hearts. People were saluting. You know, ex-veterans were saluting. And I don't understand why you're giving honor to a guy. And I'm talking about Kaepernick. Raised by a white family. Making $16 million a year, however much he makes in his contract. Anything over $200,000 is too much money, but that's beside the point. Isn't it funny how the libs, the libs on the left, they hate anybody who makes decent money. They put down any rich person except for sports players or people on their side of the aisle. But sports players, they never have a problem with sports players or entertainers making millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's just a curiosity to me. I know that they play with different rules. Different sets of rules. They do things different ways. I get all of that. Right? But this one just kind of floors me. Totally throws me off. Because I don't get how if they were sitting next to me, they could justify this kind of thing. Just beyond me. Anyway. I told you I was going to get this one out eventually. Now, this girl thinks that if you regret having sex, that means that you've been raped. I mean, think about it. So if you go back, I don't know, I was a teenager in the 70s. My high school experience was in the 70s. Does that mean, you know, if a girl that I had sex with decided that she regrets it now? I would imagine they all do, but regrets it now? They would, you weren't supposed to laugh at that. Does that mean I can be brought up on rape charges? How does it work? And then the other side of that is, what if it's a boy? What if the guy regrets having sex with some girl from the, you know, when he was a teenager? Does he get to bring rape charges? How does that work? So when it comes to discussing sensitive issues like rape and sexual consent, Twitter's often the most disastrous forum. I know. I think Twitter's a disastrous forum for a lot of things, but the most disastrous forum of them all, when a girl began arguing with a nursing student over the difference between rape and regretting a sexual encounter, one user had the perfect comeback to sum up her logic, or lack thereof. The rest of the internet has also united to denounce her comments, as well as contribute their own points of view. And we've got it all on screenshot just for you. So we'll post that story afterward so you can see it. If you're going to come online and offer your counsel or on any given issue, you know, I was just telling somebody about that the other day. It's amazing to me how many non-degreed experts there are on Facebook. You know, they come at me on a school board because I don't have an education degree. So I have no business being on a school board. Yet these same morons will give you expert advice on Facebook. And that seems to be okay. So I know this is a pain in the butt, and sometimes it's not doesn't come off right, but I want to read you some of these tweets. And it's just great. So this girl, Leanne, says, "I've had consensual sex and regretted it. I thought I wanted to do it. I made a mistake. Wasn't rape at all," says Leanne. Right? Jesse says, "If you regret it, then you did not fully 100% consent, and that is rape." Jesse went on to say, this wonderfully smart person, "You may not want to admit it, but you were raped because it's very traumatic. But you were raped." Who's she trying to convince? The one girl says, "If you regret consent, that consent is annulled and ceases to exist. If you regret having a child, that child is unborn and ceases to exist. If you regret taking an overdose, that suicide attempt is voided and the pills turn into Smarties in your stomach and you do not die. If you regret jumping off a rooftop," this is their logic, by the way, "you stop falling mid-flight and magically reappear someplace else." This is how stupid these conversations get. One person with two brain cells rubbed together says, "What's done is done. If you consented before the act, tough luck. Sorry you regret it, but that doesn't mean you get to send the other guy to jail because all of a sudden you're upset." Think about that. I mean, think about the mindset behind that. Here's that music again. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't go far. A lot more craziness up after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Anybody know the... Come on, quick. Who knows the band? Does anybody? Nobody. Come on. I'm not going to wait that long. Because if you don't know it, you just... Whatever. I'm Joe Mazzini's host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Nobody got it, did they? 855-732-55. You wouldn't know either, would you?
Sometimes there's a little delay, honey.
Yeah, it's just a little one. It's not like it's 3 days.
I didn't hear the song.
It's though. Like 7 seconds. Well, that's because you don't listen anyway.
I didn't have my headset on.
Oh.
I was listening.
But even it is on, you don't listen anyhow. Oh, God. Oh, it's an epidemic, people. It's a sickness. It's a disease, for God's sakes. You know, I...
Steely Dan.
What?
Carla says it was Steely Dan.
She's right. She is so right. I will send her a free gift if she emails me her address. How do you like that?
Was she the first one instead of Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, and she gets it. Did you take the Facebook page, too? Because it's not fair.
No, I did. I checked
both. Okay. Now, Carla must be, she doesn't have to say anything, but she must be my age. Because there's not many people going to know that was Steely Dan. My buddy makes fun of me. And Carla, he'd probably make fun of you, too. He calls that yacht rock. No, yacht. Is it yacht rock?
Don't look at me.
I don't.
I'm not that old. I don't even know
who they are. What do you mean by that old? What does that old mean? Jeez. Can somebody bring my walker in? I want to go to the bathroom. I guess I don't have to. I got those thick things on there. I'll be fine anyhow. All right. So, I got to finish this up. I got to get to the next story before I pop myself here. But the this girl got beat up on Twitter, as well she should. Okay, she did not have sex against her will. She decided 5 years later that she should have never had sex with that guy. And how does that make any sense that anybody would even give her? Well, see, other people on the left are telling her she's right. Now, Donnie, I won't say the last name because whatever, but I'm in line with him. You hear me say it on the show all the time. He says, I want to slap too many people's parents when I see stuff like this. That's me. I want to do the same thing. These parents, you know... Remember we did that story about free-range parenting, Tammy?
Yes.
Right? And these parents got in trouble for simply letting their kids walk to the park by themselves and come back by themselves, okay? And so the parents got in trouble for doing that. And I went on my mind. I said, how stupid is this? However, apparently, if you let your kids do anything they want to at a party or with other kids and in other places, you know, testing drugs, dressing the way they want to dress, having sex, I mean, all that stuff is fine. They don't call that free-range parenting. That's proper parenting. So letting your kids do whatever they want, whatever they see fit, whatever they think is right, that's okay. So as we were at break, somebody sent me this... Senator, our producer over there. So apparently tonight, the Los Angeles Sparks, the WNBA team, walked off the court for the national anthem. And I'm going to tell you something. You sports freaks, you rip me up too. Because you pay big. Think about this. You're giving these people 40, 50, 60, 70 bucks a ticket for them to crap all over your morals, your principles, and the way you feel about this country. These same people are taking advantage of capitalism that they hate. They're taking advantage of all the freedoms that this country affords them. And they disdain your freedom. They disdain the flag you salute. You keep giving them your money. Good for you. They ain't getting mine. So the NBA Finals is currently taking place between Los Angeles Sparks and the Minnesota Lynx. Yeah, like I would know, right? And yeah. Apparently through the NFL's league-wide kneeling controversy, now women's basketball is jumping all over this. So the LA Sparks left the floor. They actually left the area during the national anthem. And God bless the people there in Minnesota, because they booed them big time as they were leaving. What do you think about that? And now we're hearing that, you know, Major League Baseball players take a knee. Black hockey player is thinking of kneeling during the NHL season when the season begins. You know, I don't know what these guys have in their contracts, but I'll tell you what. If there's a hint, whoops. Let me see if I can play that. There's a clip from the game.
Yeah.
Rubenstein coming back on. I hope they get their butts kicked tonight. I don't believe in karma, but I know a lot of people do. So hopefully, you know, American karma will kick in if that's how it works and they'll lose. I don't mean they'll lose. I mean they'll lose. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Where was I? See, I lost my place because I was so mad about that. That was so stupid. Oh, here we go. Now, this guy's got parents. We all know, right? He's got parents who was hatched some hatchery somewhere. The man is kneeling during taps at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Now, this could be fake. American Military News. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but not everybody's picking his stuff up anyhow. And it's infuriating to me because it's taps. We're talking about taps here. It's not... The parents didn't teach this young man what taps actually means. What's going on? They see it as a celebratory type of thing, maybe? I mean, can they really be that dumb? We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. But seriously, they really think it's okay to take a knee, to do a disrespect during taps? Apparently, yes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You get a shiver in the dark.
I'm Joe Mateo, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's about 3,000 other stations you can listen to, and you've chosen this one. And I very much appreciate it, more than you know. Now, it's too hard to hang out and tell you how much I appreciate what you guys are doing with me, for me, you know, and helping. Seriously. Because if you sit here, again, you may not be on the same side of the issue as I am. You may not even be approaching it the same way I do. But I love the fact that we can discuss, move through things. It's wonderful, seriously. All right. Let's get to, let's get back to the story, which makes me sick. Actually, all this stuff is making me sick. It just shows a total lack. I mean, it truly is anarchy coming forward, is it not? When you think about all these things that are going on, it is strictly just like that. It's anarchy coming forward. So the... let me see. It's not going to work? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when it doesn't move, it makes me nervous. As well as it should. So this photo has gone viral on that interweb thing. It's a picture of a military community, and it shows a man at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the Arlington National Cemetery. He's kneeling down on one knee, reportedly during the playing of Taps. Now, Taps is a bugle call played at dusk during flag ceremonies, and it's played at military funerals. Now, it's regularly played at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Not standing up during Taps is just incredibly disrespectful. I mean, it really is. It's the height of disrespect. I mean, somebody is dead. And it doesn't matter what your religious belief is. It doesn't even matter what your conviction is. Don't you think you ought to stand in reverence for that person? Because the Taps isn't for you. It's not for the country. It's for the death of that person. Now, the picture is sparking intensive rage on social media. It's unclear exactly what the man seen in the photo is kneeling for. I guess nobody grabbed him and asked him. I'm surprised nobody grabbed him, period. If it is a protest, it follows in the footsteps of the NFL player protest. Close to 200 NFL players and coaches took a knee during the U.S. National Anthem on Sunday. The protests were started by football player Colin Kaepernick, we all know. And he's not been signed by a professional team this year, and they say it's retribution.
Really? Really? You needed to go that far to figure it out? See, all these football owners, players, whatever, whatever, they got such a set. They have such a spine, if you would. I wonder if any of them would actually maybe go on strike and not get paid until Kaepernick is picked up by a team. What do you think? Let's see how strong they are. Let's see how their conviction is. How's that? So, the protocol at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is that you stand, and many times the soldiers who guard the tomb will directly address people who are not standing and demand that they do. Someone actually had the nerve to take a knee at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And this is just being a defiant piece of work. It's not cool. It's not right. It is not a stance, if you would. And look, yeah, you have a right to free speech. I get that. But you can't put that aside for, what is Taps, 15 seconds? 20 seconds? Right? I mean, in the shadow of the tomb of the unknown soldier, this is a whole different animal. It's a whole different meaning. There is no political meaning, anything there at the tomb. Now, there's plenty of people that are angry about this. You know, they talk about guys like me. It's our commentary that causes people to get angry and to want to hurt someone. No, it's your idiocy. It's you thinking it's okay to disrespect someone who's dead. And as Taps is being played, pretty much everybody is standing with their hand over their heart except for this one jackwagon. And nobody was able to really find out what was going on with him or what have you because he booked shortly thereafter. But how do you have any respect for their cause when they don't know how to separate certain things? Right? Now, the Salute Media Facebook page, which claims to be a veteran-owned Facebook page, also posted a photo with the following caption, saying, "Salute trending. Taking a knee during the national anthem at a major league sporting event has garnered national attention by the way of support for some and outrage for others. The combat veteran who was visiting Arlington National Cemetery yesterday at the tomb with his daughter snapped a photo of a man kneeling during the playing of Taps. Has professional sports protests bled onto hallowed ground?" The writer says. "A cemetery is a place of reflection. It's a place of honor. It's a place to remember people. It's not a place to take a political stand." I mean, seriously. Now, first, let's just be clear. I do believe in freedom of speech. I believe they have the right to do, on their own time, whether it's on government property or not, they have a right, I don't know, to protest, to say, they don't, you know, I mean, you have people who strike for whatever reason it is. Right? Now, you don't have that right at work. During working hours, while your boss is paying for you, you don't have a right to strike. You have a right to work or not work, and the boss at that point has a right to fire your miserable little butt. My words, not the writer's words. Yeah, this stuff infuriates me. I have family members that were soldiers. I tried to get in, but they were smart enough not to take me. You know what I mean? Very smart. But it does. It makes you. It doesn't make you. Makes me mad at the parents. I do not understand this, and I'm not going to understand it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, one of my favorites to pick on. No, she is one of my favorites to pick on. I love to pick on this woman. Now, we're coming up, I don't know, pretty darn close to a year, right? That Mr. Trump beat the Mrs. Jailbird. So you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg out there, and you know, pushing the same narrative that Mrs. Clinton is trying to push, right? That it's that she lost because of misogyny. She lost because of sexism. How about she lost because she was a bad candidate? Can we get back to the realities of life? Oh, come on. Stop it. Go away. Go away. There you go. Hate computers. So Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is elected to push the narrative that it was Russia and sexism, even though we still have absolutely not one piece of solid evidence that Russia had anything to do with Hillary losing. She went on to say, this is a judge at the Supreme Court. She went on to say, I have no doubt that sexism played a role in the election. It was a major factor, even though women voted at a higher rate. No, seriously. But these people never want to look at the facts. They never want to talk about it. Because there's no way Hillary could have lost unless someone cheated, right? No way. The woman, someone get mad at me for using that term, was so dismissive from day one. Ginsburg at least recognizes that women have it far better than other, or actually, have it far better than at any other time in history. Now, the more women out there doing things, she said, women come in all sizes and shapes. To see the entrance of a woman into places where they were not there before is a very hopeful sign. We'll talk more about Ruth on the other side of the break after this. Don't go far. Don't leave the room.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just all around being involved in the conversation. It just works out so much better when you're engaged and actually part of the conversation. So, you know, we've been talking about it off and on. You can head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live and listen live and take the poll and do all that fun stuff. And I do want you involved in the conversation. I do want you, let me know how you feel about this show, the topic, the guest, the whatever. Although tonight, there is no guest. It's me. Called, you know, it's called lack of a planning. That's what it is. we're talking about Ruth, my favorite. Ruth Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. And she is really gone. God bless the woman. She's gone past her expiration date, though. You know what I'm saying? Really has. She needs to retire. And I'm not saying this from a conservative or whatever. She just needs to retire and go enjoy life for a while.
Her husband passed a few years back. You know who her best buddy was? Anybody? And Tammy says a little bit of a delay, so I'm kind of hanging a little bit. Scalia. Her and Scalia used to go out together. They used to go to the... My God. They used to go to the opera together. And they would actually sneak down, and they would, you know, to the more popular operas that they were familiar with, and they would go down on a stage, and they would act out with the actors. And who's going to stop Supreme Court judges, especially two of them? You're going to tell them, no, you can't do this? Nice try. No. So it's almost a year to the day that Trump and, God. See, this is why I hate computers. They reset themselves when they're not looking. And, yeah, so Ginsburg, even though she recognizes that women have it far better off today than they've had at any time in history, she likes the fact that more women are out there doing things. She says women come in all shapes and sizes, which I would have never guessed that. To see women, you know, in places they've never been before or wouldn't have been allowed to, she said it's a great thing. And you know what? I don't know of many men that would disagree with here. I mean, there's some 70 and 80-year-olds I know would disagree with her. But other than that, there's not many younger men. There's not many people of, you know, today's age that would disagree with her. Now, Ginsburg's comments, the article says, are tame in comparison to Hillary's. When confronted with the very real and hard fact that women voted for Trump. Hello. You know, if you look at the numbers, and I'm not out there doing them every day anymore. But when you're looking at those numbers during the election and what have you, women were coming out in very high numbers. Trump had a large number of women voting for him. And, you know, here's the thing I think is hilarious. So Hillary and others are telling women that if they voted for Trump, you know, they're... It's shame on them. You know, it's a pox on their family, the whole nine yards, how bad they are. Then they're calling Trump voters uneducated. I mean, what a better way to help him get reelected in 2020. He's not going to have to say anything. He's just going to have to play commercials where they're calling them idiots. Right? I would just line up Hillary's commercials, Ginsburg, and a few others. And just I would just play that over and over again. How bad women are, and how bad Trump supporters are, and the whole nine yards. Now, women will have no empathy for you because they'll be under tremendous pressure, and I'm talking principally about white women. They will be under tremendous pressure from fathers and husbands and boyfriends and male employers not to vote for the girl. Although, funny thing about it is, I know lots of women, and none of them ever told me they heard this. None of them ever told me they were under great pressure from their fathers or husbands. So what they're saying is most fathers, husbands, most white fathers, husbands, and boyfriends were all for Trump. Well, why would you let your daughter date somebody who was just for Trump? Former Lady Michelle Obama repeated a similar talking point at a marketing conference. Why is she doing a marketing conference? She was an attorney that lost her license. Right? Or didn't renew it or didn't whatever. Can't even be successful in her own field and she's going to talk about marketing? Yeah, this is how to steal an election. That's right. Any woman who voted against Hillary Clinton. Oh, come on. I hate when it does this. There you go. But that won't help. See how it popped? Oh, God. Any woman who voted against Hillary Clinton voted against their own voice. Ginsburg stepped into major hot water during the 2016 election when she expressed fear over Trump winning the presidency and altering the leftward future of the Supreme Court. You know, it's really a phase. It's really amazing how the left believes that the, you know, there shouldn't be any left or right. We as conservatives shouldn't be talking conservative or liberal when it comes to the Constitution. We should strictly be talking about the interpretation of the Constitution as it stands. Not a liberal or conservative way. It's not a living, breathing document. The interpretation comes in, you know, when things may not have taken into consideration things like the internet and electricity and cars, you know. I mean, I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? That's the living, breathing point. Not, you don't discount things just because they don't exist. Like the Electoral College. I always get the biggest kick out of the fact that when people talk about the look at, let's do an easy one. Senators. Right? Do you think our founding fathers were idiots? We had to change the Constitution, so now we vote senators in. What a nightmare that is. Senators were appointed by governors because they were supposed to represent the state as a whole. Right? Two from each state taking the message to the to D.C. Now, I know some of you have no problem with the voting because the people get to pick. But look, I'm in California. We have a Democrat governor, and we have two whack job Democrats as senators. So it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't help me at all. You have two senators from a state. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you have a Democrat and a Republican, and you have a Republican governor. How much work do you think he's getting done? Or how much help do you think he's getting from D.C.? So I don't know. I look at this stuff. I'm one of those guys that believes it's not liberal. It's not conservative. It's constitutional. Right? It's, what do they say? It's an originalist. I want the original Constitution. That's what I want. I don't want you deciding what it means. I don't want you telling me what it means. You know what I mean? If I want you telling me what the Constitution, or having to tell, or having to explain to me what it means, then I wasn't taught well. Not in school, anyhow. You know, I only got a couple minutes left, but I think instead of going through a story, California has moved its primary up to March because it wants to be first to try to influence the primaries around the rest of the country. I don't believe it will. I think people have seen California now for what it is, the loony bin. This is where all the people go, you know, the ones in the asylum. And we do have the inmates running the asylum in Sacramento to a big degree. And you look at some of the stuff they do, and some of the stuff they get away with. But who's going to stop them, right? We have a sanctuary state. Yet they want all the perks from the federal government without any oversight. They just want to do what they want to do and don't think that this is how they all run. This is how the hardcore left runs. No guidelines, no rules, whatever makes me feel good. I had a discussion with somebody on the far left the other night. Well, I won't say far left, but left enough. And we were talking about the transgender groups and young kids. And he wasn't interested in what the doctors were saying. He wasn't interested in the facts or the not that he wouldn't believe the facts, but he wasn't interested in them. And what he kept saying was, "You need to support your children." Well, I didn't know supporting your children was just doing exactly what they want to do when they want to do. I thought it was for us to guide them. I thought it was for us to say no from time to time. I thought it was for us to teach, inform, guide, and help our kids get the right information, be able to make it, and show them how to make informed decisions. But apparently, I'm wrong. So, again, not the licensed guy, but as we sign off here, give some thought to saying no to your children. You young people, you grandparents, talk to your kids. It's never too late. There's a group of entitled children out there that we refer to as millennials at times, that are lost. They're still so lost, but they don't know it, and they think they're so right. And look at the campuses. Look what's going on. Look what you're reading in the paper. You know I'm right. The only way we're going to win this is to take back the young people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless and be careful.